The release of President Obama's federal budget proposal last week included a reduction of Social Security benefits totaling an estimated $100 billion or more over 10 years through a change in the way cost of living adjustments are calculated. Many progressive groups around the country have loudly proclaimed their staunch opposition to the proposed change, called the Chain Consumer Price Index, or simply Chain CPI. The White House says the president only supports reductions in Social Security and proposed additional cuts to Medicare benefits if congressional Republicans accept closing tax loopholes that benefit the wealthiest Americans and there are protections in place for the most vulnerable citizens. On April 9th, the day before the budget was to be announced, progressive legislators from the House and Senate, joined by organizers from 15 national groups, gathered in front of the White House to present 2 million petition signatures opposed to Mr. Obama's proposed social safety net cuts. Vermont's independent Senator Bernie Sanders spoke for many when he said, quote, "We're not going to balance the budget on the backs of the elderly, disabled, vets, the sick, or the children." The Progressive Change Campaign Committee supports the election of strongly progressive candidates to Congress and mobilizes activists on their priority issues nationwide. Now the committee has entered the fray in opposition to the president's proposed cuts to Social Security. Your reporter spoke with Adam Green, co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee, who discusses his group's threat to launch primary campaigns against congressional Democrats who support the president's proposed reduction of Social Security and Medicare benefits.
So many of our members are on Social Security and Medicare, and we've been talking with them intensely over last week or so since it's become public that the president would actually go forward with this cut to Social Security benefits, a cut that, you know, would impact some people $600, some people $1,000 per year, people on fixed incomes. And, you know, we talked to one guy who told us, you know, "I'm on Social Security and I just paid all my bills for the last month and I have $3.71 left in my bank account." And this really stood out to us because, you know, for people like this, and he's not alone, you know, there's nothing left to cut. And those who think about this as just a math problem, right, so the people who look at this as $200 billion as opposed to $1,000 out of this guy's pocket, which he doesn't have, you know, are missing the really human element of this issue. And when you add to that the context that so many corporations don't pay their fair share in taxes, that millionaires and billionaires don't pay their fair share in taxes, that Mitt Romney pays 14% or less in taxes, it's just tragedy. So, you know, our point is you can't call yourself a Democrat and support cutting Social Security benefits. It's not cutting the fat. It's cutting right into the bone. It's cutting right into the core of the Democratic and progressive legacy. And anyone who's willing to do that shouldn't be running on the Democratic Party line. And that's why we, along with Democracy for America and MoveOn.org, have made clear that any Democrat that supports the president's budget in this respect should be prepared for a primary challenge. And we've actually asked our members, you know, would you be willing to run against your representative, quote unquote, if they vote for Social Security benefit cuts? And 1,300 people have already said yes, including 700 in Democratic districts. And many of our members are local state legislators, school board members, union presidents, small business owners. And, you know, we would go through a methodical process of finding the most credible candidates, choosing our races carefully, and we would, you know, back up the threat with actual candidates.
Adam, what are some alternatives to this idea of Chain CPI that would not cut the benefits, but also secure these programs that are not in imminent danger of, you know, falling away tomorrow, but many years in the future? What are some alternatives there?
That's a great question, Scott. And definitely, you know, the answer is something that we should all be repeating over and over again to folks who, you know, are interested in this issue. So with Social Security, step number one is making clear that there is a $2.5 trillion surplus and Social Security is solvent, can pay 100% of the benefits for decades. You know, on the out decades where it would be less solvent, even then it would be able to pay 75% of the benefits. So the idea that we need to cut thousands of dollars away from grandma now in order to avoid cutting thousands of dollars decades from now is, you know, just on its face absurd and really doesn't take into account a lot of things. But for those who want to make it even more solvent, there is a simple one-stop shop fix, and that is what's called scrapping the cap. What is the cap? The cap is right now billionaires like Warren Buffett and George Soros and multimillionaires like Bill Gates only pay Social Security taxes on the first $113,000 of their income. All the rest is tax-free so far as Social Security is concerned. Well, if we eliminated that cap and had them pay Social Security on all of their income or a giant part of their income, that would make Social Security solvent for decades more. So if we can solve the problem for 50 years, I think we're good. Hopefully we'll have some economic growth in there, and we'll never have to cut benefits. So that's Social Security. On the Medicare front, again, we need to distinguish between addressing entitlements and addressing benefits. And the key word for us is benefits, which we define as money that gets paid out to grandma or veterans or widows or people with disabilities. But that's not the same as being unwilling to look at the structure of our program and actually look for savings. So you mentioned before that CNCPI would save about $200 billion. Well, with Medicare, we could save $130 billion, actually, with Medicare and Medicaid, by allowing them to negotiate prices with the big drug companies. That would not cut a dime from benefits. It wouldn't be something that progressives need to swallow as part of a grand bargain. It would actually be the outwardly progressive thing to do, right? We'd be stopping corporations from ripping off taxpayers and ripping off our grandparents. There are a number of reforms just like that that summed up would save us hundreds of billions of dollars. And unlike cutting benefits, would actually would reduce healthcare costs. And that's the real goal for those who say we need to reform these programs, reducing the actual costs. So it's very important that we go out there, not seem unreasonable by saying that entitlements are off the table, instead make very clear that so far as we're stopping corporations from ripping off taxpayers, we are more than happy to save hundreds of billions of dollars from these programs. And yes, Republicans might attack us like they did in 2010 by accusing us of cutting Medicare, which is ironic, but we shouldn't have the middle ground be that we're actually going to do the wrong thing, which is deprive our grandparents or on fixed income of thousands of dollars.
That was Adam Green of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. Find links to more news and commentary on growing opposition to President Obama's proposed social safety net program benefit cuts by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.